Earth, sky.
People go to work for a whole number of reasons, but a lot of it is about providing for your family, you know, providing for the next generation. And so if I get hurt at work, you know, who's going to look after my family? And if I create conditions that where other people get hurt, how are they going to look after their families? This whole idea of coming home, that's the reason why we really want to promote safety, because we want everybody to go home to their families safely.
You're listening to Steve Beckett, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science with a special podcast in partnership with Shell. Beckett is the Behavioral Health, Safety, and Environment Manager at Shell. He spoke with Earth Sky about some of his company's methods and goals for keeping people safe in the hazardous workplaces often found in oil and natural gas production. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Mr. Beckett, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you very much.
Please explain for us, what is behavioral safety?
Behavioral safety, the way safety has developed over the years, the first thing we concentrated on was proving the hardware barriers, the things that prevented people coming into contact with hot objects or moving objects, and that delivered a degree of safety and performance improvement. The second area we then moved on to was looking at safety systems, procedures and processes and work instructions, systemizing safety. And again, that brought about further improvements in safety. But where we are now is really looking at the human interface, looking at human behavior, how people can work more safely, how people can be more safe in their jobs. And that's really what behavioral safety is about. If we're going to get to a situation where there is no harm, where people can feel confident to come to work and know that, you know, them and their loved ones are going to go home safe, it's really about human behavior. And that's what my particular role is in Shell. It's looking at how we can improve the safety of our sites so that people go home safely and go home safe in one piece.
Would you please give us some good examples of behavioral safety processes in action?
The key thing about behavior is that people want to be what we would call intrinsically motivated. So I'll try and explain that. But it's to want to work safely, not because people tell them to, but because they genuinely want to. They believe it's the right way to do things. And there are a number of ways you can achieve this. But one is that you need to have ownership. So people need to feel that they have ownership of the program, that they're part of the solution. They're not having something imposed upon them. So having this idea of choice, having this idea of ownership is really important if you're going to get people to behave safely. The second element is that people need to be capable. If people are going to do the right thing, they need to know what that right thing is. So they need to have the competence and the capability and the confidence to be able to work safely, to know what the right precautions are to take, to know how to work safely around dangerous events, dangerous objects, dangerous workplaces. And then the third element we have to work on is creating a sense of community so that people feel that they're their brother's keeper and that the people who work for them are also looking out for them. So creating a sense of community. And it's really these three processes working together, people having ownership, people having that competence and capability, and people having that sense of community and that they're part of a team and the team looks out for each other. Those are the real key processes to delivering behavioral safety at work. Goal Zero is that glue, if you like, that ties them all together. Goal Zero is Shell's vision of no harm. Shell wants everybody to go home in the same way as they arrived at work. And Goal Zero sums that up. It's about no harm to anybody working in Shell, whether it be that employees or contractors. And we've demonstrated in a number of projects, such as the Pearl Project, the Houdini Project, Gabran Ubi, we've gone for millions of hours without any lost time injuries. And that's a real demonstration that Goal Zero is possible. And so it means that when we have conversations, we're not now talking about, you know, people saying, well, we're in a dangerous industry, you know, some harm is inevitable. That's not where we start from. We start from a position that no harm is possible. So that's another, you know, great benefit of Goal Zero. And I think the other thing it gives to the company is it's a really great way of actually measuring ourselves. It's a very proactive, positive statement. The number of days that a business, an organization can achieve without any harm. And we measure these as 0 days. And every 0 day we have is a real success.
How has Shell done this? How has Shell managed to cultivate these elements in people of the sense of ownership and also creating the sense of community? How is that achieved?
Well, there's not one sort of magic, if you like, silver bullet that suddenly creates this. I mean, it's a process that happens over time. It's about being persistent. It's about being consistent. It's about looking at lots of different ways in which you can create a safe workplace. And there's a number of ways we do that. We work with leadership teams in Shell, looking at defining what HSE leadership means, how our leaders can really show up effectively, can be clear about their expectations, can communicate those expectations to their team, can hold their teams accountable, recognizing and rewarding when people exceed those expectations, but making sure we also hold people accountable if they're not meeting those expectations. And that makes it very clear to people, you know, what they've got to do and how they've got to do it. So there's a big focus on leadership. There's also a big focus on creating a dialogue about safety. And we've done things in Shell like creating something we call Safety Day, an event that happens every year right across Shell, where people come together, teams come together and talk about safety. And the theme in recent years has been this theme of do the right thing. How do people in their jobs do the right thing? And that really focuses on this idea of capability and competence. And it also focuses on this idea of ownership so that I'm in a position where I feel I am able to do the right thing, to act safely at work, to intervene if I see someone doing something unsafely, and I'm willing to accept intervention from others. Another example I would give is that we've, in the last few years, simplified a lot of our HSE processes and procedures because we found that people really didn't necessarily understand what our standards were, what was mandatory, what was guidance, what they needed to do in the workplace. And so we went through a big exercise of simplifying and standardizing our procedures and our processes. And that's, again, made a big impact and made it a lot easier for people to know what they had to do and to know how to work safely when they're at work.
Mr. Beckett, we're talking about behavioral safety. One other example that I'd like to maybe get your thoughts on are these life-saving rules.
You know, another very important behavior is following rules. These rules were introduced in July 2009. And since then, we have seen a significant improvement in our HSE performance. I mean, it's not all down to the life-saving rules, but life-saving rules are playing a very big part in that. And the key thing about the rules is we make it very clear what people have to do. They're simple, they're easy to follow, and they're about saving lives. And it's a very positive statement that we make as a company that these rules are very, very important, that they're emphasized by our senior leaders, by leaders at all levels in the organization. We've communicated these very effectively right throughout the organization, and levels of awareness are really high.
Mr. Beckett, just one final question. Why is behavioral safety personally important to you?
I genuinely have a passion about seeing businesses that are safe and that people go home safe. To me, success in my job is that people don't get hurt. That's what I come to work for.
You've been listening to safety expert Steve Beckett of Shell. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Earthsky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.